Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we have Ryan here. Ryan, the whole area of functional medicine is an area that's very much neglected in medical school residency and medical, but also in chiropractic school, in osteopathic school, in nursing training, in professional occupational therapy, physical therapy. The problem is that the underlying nature of what health and disease is not really being dealt with. I call living pathology. I remember when I went to medical school in 1973, which is 44 years ago, pathology was always dealing with the dead, but functional medicine is actually with the living. In fact, we now have not only genetics. For example, I had on this program last week, a few weeks ago actually, now, pathway genomics doctor Nova, and of course we have been for years doing Prometheus analysis of 23andMe, but we have a number of ways of measuring organic acids, metabolites, heavy metals, minerals. We now can delve into the state of health or disease or even pre-disease, pre-pathology, I call it, by looking at quantum testing, but also blood, urine, stool, and other advanced things, imaging studies. We can now literally tease apart exactly why somebody's the way they are, whether they're healthy or they're a criminal, or they're having insomnia, or they're having heart disease or diabetes. It's no longer a big mystery, is it? In fact, after the Watson-Crick discovery of DNA, which is the sugar molecule that codes for our genetics, the discovery of things like microRNAs and other things, the discovery of the telomere, the discovery of things like quantum biology, which Dr. Nesterov in Russia and Dr. Zhu in China have worked on for decades, and my work for the last 40 years, 37 years now, what we discovered is that everybody needs to learn this. This is not something isolated. It's not alternative medicine. The three things you need, number one, is you need medical-grade nutraceuticals that have bioavailability. They're going to actually get to the place where they have to go. They also have to persist in the bloodstream and in the tissues that they're targeting to and be transported there and not be destroyed on the way to their target tissue. And they have to actually jump over any gene defects by being bioconverted to the form that the body can use despite a genetic problem or toxic blockade, like the activation of folic acid with 5-methylfolate reductase. So what we're dealing with, and I said this before to try to be a little humorous, but unfortunately painfully truthful, that whether it's the medical profession, chiropractic profession, or just the general public selling nutraceuticals of all kinds, including on Amazon and Vitacost, etc., it's a Yahoo-rich environment. These people, most of them, including health professionals, don't have... Yeah, it's a Yahoo-rich environment. They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. We're not talking just about the public. I mean, I see pharmacists, doctors, other people trying to start getting into this stuff, and they don't have a clue how complex it is. Functional medicine is 10 times more complex than any other area in medicine, surgery, whatever. And then the general public jumps in, and because they don't have to have qualifications, they'll flog the most crazy things, and then a lot of their materials contains heavy metals, source unknown, vitamin sources with heavy metals, or they don't bioconvert, so they're basically forms that the body can't use. Or when you take their forms, they're going to interfere with the absorption of other important minerals. As a result, you actually create deficiencies. And they aren't based on testing. They're not based on pre-symptomatic evaluations of the person with blood, urine, stool, or even imaging studies. And the result, the effect of inappropriate nutraceuticals, and I'm totally enraged by the addition of new toxins to our food supply, like Advantane. We talked about this on Friday. Or the fact that they're now adding aspartame to generic drugs to make them sweet when they go down because they've made a soluble form of them. But then we look at the food support sources, and I like places like here in California, Trader Joe's, because they're going to absolutely not put crap in your food. You have to be really careful when you read the labels. But there's four nations that lead in GMO foods. But the problem is all, in the sense, I call them GMO nutraceuticals. And even if something was relatively good, people have no clue how to combine things to actually get a biological effect. It's mind-boggling, isn't it? I just had another gentleman the other day give me a high five, in a sense, and he listed off a few of our nutraceuticals, and then he had a whole bunch of other ones that are completely foreign to me. I'm thinking, no, if, for example, I'll give a good concrete example. He was saying how he's taking CoQ10. If you're taking CoQ10 from any other source than ours, it polymerizes. Now, that fancy term means it crystallizes, so it becomes biologically inactive. 30 years ago, when I was getting a facility in Denver to make it for me, CoQ10, they told me, now, make sure, Dr. Deagle, you realize we're only going to make 30 days, and by the time the 30th day comes, 90 to 95% of the biological activity of this CoQ10 is gone. It's crystallized. It's not effective. So when people don't realize, when you make this stuff fresh, we are the only company in the world that has CoQ10 that doesn't crystallize or loses biological activity. We have forms of things like bio-LVR that are activated, B6, B12, and folic acid. By the way, if you have polymorphisms of B6, you're increased risk of diabetes. If you have don't have enough fat-soluble thiamine, you're at risk of peripheral neuropathy or nephron dropout if you're diabetic, especially if you take a non-steroidal like ibuprofen or Arthrotec. But do you think the average public knows that? Of course not. As they say, it's a yahoo-rich environment. And it's disturbing to me when I've spent literally 4+ decades researching into these things and discovering most of the things I was taught in medical school, because I had the equivalent of a PhD in marine genetics and organic metabolites and so on, advanced organic and inorganic chemistry before I went into medicine 44 years ago, I realized that basically almost none of my colleagues, only those that are at the tippy top, even within our academies, for example, there's 28,000 doctors in our Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, but the vast majority, 95%, are in what's called, I call the kindergarten level. The rest of the doctors, and they're not belonging to the Academy or Advancement of Medicine or Environmental Medicine, they are in the Yahoo-rich environment category. Now, the general public are not even in even the regular Yahoo category. They're in the oh my God category. They're taking stuff all over the place and expecting results. And they're also looking at symptoms, when really most pathology before it bites you isn't going to give you symptoms. One-third of the people that get a heart attack, males, that are going to faceplant, which means they're going to die. They're not going to have a bad day or get in the ICU. They're going to die, have no symptoms before they croak. 55% of women 5 to 10 years later, they don't have any symptoms at all before they croak. Faceplant syndrome. Okay, so I want people to grasp that what I'm providing here as a NutraMedical Report is unique. I really don't have competition. Let's put it this way. If I was a runner and a sprinter, I'd be Usain Bolt of medicine at his peak before he got beaten this year. So it's kind of ridiculous when people think that somehow I can just pop all these things and I can turn off my MS or regenerate my joints or prevent my eyes from deteriorating. It's really quite crazy. I'm going to give you a concrete example. I check out doctors that are even involved in alternative care. One of them is Dr. Kondrot, K-O-N-D-R-O-T. Now, Kondrot's a pretty good guy. He trains doctors, both ophthalmologists and regular doctors, in functional medicine. But even the stuff he's doing, to a great extent, is at what I call, maybe beyond the kindergarten, maybe, say, middle school level. So he's going to give things that are going to help you, but some of the things he says and does are just not supported by science. Right? For example, you can't bounce on a treadmill and take oxygen and expect it to be equivalent to hyperbaric oxygen. You can't regenerate your eye without things like heterochromic peptides. And people often will flush themselves with umbilical cord stem cells. In fact, he recommends it. Now, I'm going to tell you what a stem cell is, and I've been doing work for years because I tried to interview people at stem cell clinics around the world, from Costa Rica to Mexico to Europe. And Ryan, a lot of people spend a heck of a lot of money doing stem cells. Now, I'm a very critical person. If I was going to recommend it to somebody, I'm thinking it's like my brother or my wife or my kid needs these. I'm not going to waste their money. If I don't clean you up of your heavy metals, your diabetes, and your free radicals and cytokines, if I don't tell you that when you put an umbilical cord stem cell, it's undifferentiated, it doesn't know what the hell it's going to do. It's like a two-year-old kid that's real smart, but they're tearing apart the kitchen. They don't know what to do, and they're like an architect. You got to understand, stem cells are not the builders of your tissue. They're the architects. The builders are the building blocks like our NutriMeds, our Mountain Red Velvet, and Collagen Max. But if they don't arrive on the scene, no building is going to happen, no matter how smart the architect is. So, beware. As they say, buyer beware. Unfortunately, the public doesn't really understand how they're being taken to the cleaners, as they say, by the Yahoo rich nutraceutical environment.
Actual testimonials.
Welcome back, and so, Ryan, I want people to understand the first thing is that you do not need to get a membership in order to ask me a question. You can email me, anybody, even if you've never purchased a product, and I'll give you some advice. And by the way, the advice isn't just to say which nutraceutical. It might be on whether you should or should not do a certain medical procedure. For example, I recently had a health physician, himself here in Southern California, who asked, they had some pretty severe degenerative changes to their joint. And unfortunately, they've done a number of things that I basically thought were not going to work, and they don't. But I recommended that, after they clean out the joint to get all the garbage out of there and put Hyaline, you need to take things like Collagen Max, Mountain Red Velvet, the Royal Jelly, the Joint Performance Endometer, etc. But you've got to take the right kinds and combinations of nutraceuticals, even like the Micro-D2, like to get the stem cells activated. Now, you want to remineralize your DNA, and that's where our indium me comes in. You want to take all the minerals and vitamin max and minerals plus and all the cofactors, because if all the tools aren't present when the stem cells arrive in the tissue, nothing's going to happen. And this is what I find kind of amazing. People think somehow they can just pour in stem cells if they got congestive heart failure or dementia, and things are just going to magically get better when the person still has stealth infections, deficiencies, heavy metal toxins like lead or uranium from Fukushima Daiichi, and they think somehow a miracle is going to happen by just doing one thing. It's an orchestra of things that have to happen. And if you don't know what the imbalances are, and a lot of time I don't necessarily have to do the test, you have to know I can do the test from experience. I can tell you what the combinations work. For example, I had a lady last week, her son emailed me that she had fallen, broken her wrist and hand, and she went on her protocol for bones, and within a month, that's pretty fast, she was better with off the hand brace, and her hand was working and wrist fine. So you have to understand that there really is no competition with what we provide, is there? And if people still want to push it and say, well, I'm not getting better, doc. For example, I had a lady the other day, and she's been on and off taking nutraceuticals from us for years. And you have to comply. In other words, she ended up on two antipsychotic medications and added a third drug called Effexor, and I call it side Effexor, because if you take Effexor and you have a problem with an underlying biochemical tendency toward manic depressive illness, it's going to drive you nuts. You're going to get really manic. It's a really bad thing if you're manic depressive to take Effexor. But she did. Her psychiatrist decided it was a good idea, on top of two antipsychotics. And I tell people, we should know what your chemistry is. I mean, her, I'm going to recommend that we do some testing. But we have nutraceuticals for it. In fact, we're going to be bringing out shortly some for hyperactive activity of the cortisol and the stress hormones in your body, and for reestablishing the calming cycle of your sleep wakefulness cycle during the day. People don't realize your brain is actually working on 180-minute cycles every 3 hours. So 8 times a day, there's a cycle in your brain. And if that cycle's out of sync, so you're going to sleep, your body wants to go to sleep at 3 in the afternoon, you're going to have a heck of a time going to sleep at 11 at night. If your cortisol levels are high because your blood insulin's high and your glucagon's high. You have to lower insulin with things like leptin metabolic and diabetaline, but you also have to use berberstatin to lower glucagon, and you lower cortisol because these other counter hormones are going to wreck your sleep, make your stem cells not work as well to regenerate you every night, because if you don't have proper dream sleep, stage 4 sleep, and the deep sleep stage release of stem cells, you're not going to regenerate your tissue each night when you go to sleep. So if you do a fractional job that's pretty crappy, of cloning yourself into the future body you want, you're not going to look very good after a while.
Yeah, the time and thought process about saying, you know, you're a tougher, stronger person by saying just neglect sleep and, you know, that's for weak people or something like that. It's like we really just do a poor job of teaching people foundational stuff about, you know, it would be like telling somebody, like, your car runs on something other than gas. You're like, well, that's...
Or never change the oil, like, you know?
Don't worry about that. That's a secondary issue. You're like, you know, just a real car will drive with no oil changes. And you're like, well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You're like, well,
it's only wimps change their oil or their car. Right. Only wimps clean out their filters.
So we've equated sleep to either laziness or some kind of dysfunction, or, you know, you're not gung-ho and whatever it may be, right? So you just have to push through. And it's like, that's just, it's bad. Now, the problem is, this is a big problem. There's people that neglect sleep because they're just like, I'm just going to push through. Well, eventually you'll hit the wall, all right? You'll be the type A for as long as you can until you crash and your adrenals are going to crash. And you're going to come up with something really weird, and you won't even know what it is, and a doctor will diagnose you with it. And what you really dealt with was lack of sleep, adrenal fatigue, and you needed to address it. But the other people are the ones that sleep, right, Dr. Bell? But they don't really sleep. That's what Dr. Bell is really highlighting here.
There's not restful or regenerative sleep,
That's right. And you woke up and you're like, okay, I know I slept, but I didn't really feel like I slept. And your body's breaking down and you're having trouble recovering and this and that. Well, this is a whole nother category, which is there's being asleep. And then, as Dr. Bill said, this deep state of sleep that if you do not cycle all the way through, you end up not repairing. And this is really interesting, right? It's not just a physical repairing. There's a mental repairing. And so when people oftentimes ask a question of somebody to find out, do you hit deep sleep or not? One of the questions is, can you recall a dream? And if you're like, I can never recall a dream, ever, I don't even remember when I last dreamt, that's usually a good sign that you are not spending any significant time falling into this deep state of sleep where your mind is overcoming a lot of obstacles. So even while you're asleep, problems are usually solved overnight, and you wake up and you go, you know what, I have a whole new perspective on this. And why do you think that is? You had no more information than when you went to sleep from when you woke up. Why would it be processed and you understand things differently when you wake up? Well, God designed us that when you sleep, you're able to restore, and part of that restoration is working through both the physical challenges and the mental challenges that you're facing, and then you can be refreshed and restored. But you got to get there. And so we've thrown ourselves so out of whack with computer screens, poor dietary choices, caffeinations, you know, you name it, and all of a sudden is we don't know how to get back there. And so what Dr. Bill describes is these really beneficial ways to start moving you into this deeper state of sleep. And that's going to change your marriage. That's going to change how you handle weight. That's going to change your food cravings. That's going to change your energy. It's going to change your production at work. It's going to change how you treat your kids, how you treat your dog. You name it, a better night's sleep consistently changes all of it. And so it is an important thing to get to.
Right. Now, let me go through a number of what I call, I like to go through what they call the list of causes of insomnia. If you asked Americans what's the number one symptom, the thing that they're bothered with, number one, it's stress or anxiety. Number two, it's bad sleep. I mean, we're not talking about, let's say, the terminal illness symptoms, like, hey, I got chest pain, or my leg is going to sleep when I walk, and, you know, my baby cramping up on me, and, you know, because I got a blocked artery. So these are the most common symptoms besides pain. And by the way, pain doesn't resolve with fibromyalgia pain unless you get proper restorative deep stage 4 sleep. You can actually take anybody and give them 4 nights of sleep deprivation in the sleep lab, and they'll get fibromyalgic pain. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Right. So the first thing, number one, for males, for example, is stress hormones and prostate problems and bladder irritability. So if you're taking our prostate flow, for example, and we add to that bladder up and Swedish flower pollen, the prostate problem's taken care of. If there's low-grade infection, we can use Allicin Med, Neutrodyne, and NutriSilver, and Nutrimune 26Y. But the most common cause of insomnia is elevated stress hormones, or your sleep-wakefulness cycle's all screwed up. So Calm Mind, Brain Mag, and as I say, we're bringing on I'm thinking about calling this new nutraceutical that we're working on Stress Less. What do you think? Stress Less?
A wonderful name.
Yeah, we'll be back in a moment with Ryan. You need to know we're constantly in your corner to make you the best you can be. So, Ryan, I'd like to do a head-to-toe kind of pop a few nutraceuticals. Let's start off with head. If you're wanting to grow better hair, you want to take Collagen Max, because you're not only going to grow thicker hair if you've got Lanugo-type hair if you're older. If your hair is breaking off in the pillow and you're an older lady or male. If you want to have, and if your eyelashes are breaking off, we've got to do this thing. Maybe I'm hypothyroid. Hypothyroidism, by the way, you want to support the adrenal glands and the thyroid, because think of if you're plowing fields, say, a century ago, or if you're, what do they call those, communities where they don't use plows or electrical machines, they just use horses.
Oh, Amish.
The Amish. And the Amish, by the way, think of the Amish, basically. Your plow is going to be pulled by the adrenal glands and by the thyroid. So if your thyroid is kind of not really pulling completely, your adrenals are going to try to overwork. And when they overwork, they're going to dump out a lot of whole stress hormones, not only cortisol, which can pack weight on you, but also adrenal hormones can drive your blood pressure up and increase free radical stress to your arteries, etc. So you want to take minus thyroid if someone's hypothyroid, and the best way to tell is just measure your core temperature with a Gerastherm alcohol thermometer. If it's low, then you go into your doctor, ask him for a free reverse T3 as well as free T3 and free T4, and a high sensitivity TSH. The most important thing, if your elevated reverse thyroid hormone is high, even if your T4 and T3 are normal, your hypothyroid, especially if your core temperature is low. And most people don't realize the way to test your adrenals is a number of data points using saliva. If you send a saliva test, and if you go through my link, and I tell people on consult, I'll give you a link, and you can measure saliva data points during the day of cortisol, DHEA, and melatonin. Most people who have a sleep disturbance, or they're gaining weight, or they're having anxiety attacks, or adrenal glands are working overtime. So you got to calm them down with Calm Mind Brain Mag. As I say, I'm working on the combination of this formula of this new nutraceutical we're going to launch. I think I'm going to call it Stress Less. We also have one that will recycle your proper sleep wakefulness cycle so that your brain is getting into the proper pattern during the day, because stress is killing people. People are stressed with finances, with work, with electro pollution, with mineral depletion, with everything. But stress is killing our population, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's making life less enjoyable. So there's
right.
The end side of it, which is, hey, you could die sooner or whatever. But, you know,
Let's
just face it. It's like the whole idea here is that the troubles of this earth and that what we face, they won't go away. But the perception in which you face the troubles and what you can see, the positive,
we can thrive.
The hopefulness.
Exactly. That's a good speech. In other words, what you're saying is you can thrive through these rather than die through them. Instead of type A,
absolutely.
you don't want to become type T, which is traumatic, or type D, which is death.
Yeah. Most people, they love to jump because it's like, man, it's this kind of worldly feeling of, they go to anger, frustration, sadness, depression, they go to the, you know, anxiety, they go down that road. They don't look at problems and go, the hopefulness of what lies in the future. They don't
look at kids
and they say they're hopeful, but very quickly when they look around, they start feeling, you know, anxious and sad and fearful.
And
change just based on that, what you take in nutrient-wise.
Well, I'll give you two ways or three ways to actually tell if you're kind of less stressed. Number one, if you go tonight at night and say a little prayer, God help me find some answers to problem A, B, and C, and you wake up and you actually have the answers, it means you had a good sleep. Number two, ask your friends and relatives, your husband, your wife, your kids, are you a better person to be around? And number three, are you more productive? Because when you're more productive, you're rested enough, you can think of options of how to get out of the pickle you're in, whether it's a financial pickle, a relational pickle, a new options to sell something pickle, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And if you look at all three things, you know, sleep answers, relatives around you, how can they tolerate you, and number three, are you learning how to be more successful in the same, we call, alligator soup that you're in, where you're beating the alligators off and you're actually thriving. And that's the point, is that the world's not going to change for you. You need to change for the world. And the way to do it is to adapt. One of the advertisements I hear at Genesis is Sling Bow, which is a slingshot. You can only go as far forward of firing that ball bearing or whatever you're firing as far back as you pull it. And the same, and the pull it back is the sleep and the restfulness and the regenerative cycle and adding all the nutrients to your cell and tissues. And one of the major things that people don't understand, if your body is balanced and not creating free radicals, you don't damage your mitochondria. Once you damage enough mitochondria, your cells start to go senescent.
Yeah. And Dr. Bill, there's a key aspect, right? It's people dealing and coping. There's a perception issue, right? What you're picking up on in your perception. And we were talking about this with the formula Calm Mind, is that even internally, like, you could actually be trying to create calming messages and go, you know what, I'm not so stressed about that. But your body has to read those messages. It's got to know that you created an envelope, you put in the envelope, de-stress, you're relaxed, you don't need to crave. Sends the message over to the cells.
Right.
It's supposed to express that behavior, and yet it doesn't. What happened? Well, you weren't able to read it. Why not?
Right.
You're like, I created the message. Why didn't I read the message? And I think that's something that's a breakthrough in the way that people should be thinking.
There's a lot of desire for people to be healthier. But the problem is, you see, the current healthcare system, I just call a pre-embalming death care system. And most of the health providers out there, and we're talking about everybody, I'm not just talking about medical doctors, chiropractors, naturopaths, everybody is incompetent. I feel incompetent every morning, but because I ask 10,000 times more questions than any other human being, I know a lot more than the average doctor. People say, well, how did you learn it? I went to the school of curiosity. I didn't mind swimming in the ocean of stupid to rise to the mountain of wisdom. And so I've learned a lot of things. I have 350 protocols in my wellness conditions. A lot of doctors and other people try to hack in. In fact, when we launched our website back in July, I think I had over a couple thousand hacks per day trying to hack into the wellness conditions. Per day. Trying to see if they just get... Guess what, people? All you got to do is listen to the show. Even email me if you have a health problem, and I'll give you a free answer. I'll tell you the first couple things you need. For example, I'm going to go down through... I'll do a kind of race through head to toe. Eyes, take Vision Max, and take Neurogen to regenerate the nerve fibers in the back of your eye and cell defense. So ultrathiamine B1, those three. Teeth. You got to take Bone Generator. You got to take Collagen Max to rebuild the teeth and the Sharpe fibers to hold them. You want to say bite into a CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol and your gums will regenerate. Let's go down to your throat, the thyroid. You need to take Binothyroid and Minerals Plus, Vitamin Mineral Max to get the minerals for deiodination. We add Forskolin and Nutriodine. Your heart. If you don't take an anti-inflammatory fatty acid, you're going to develop inflammatory plaque, and you're going to end up with infected plaque. So Alisamed, Nutridyne, NutriSilver, and Nutrimune 26Y, because all heart disease is basically infection from your pulse to your arteries, period, whether it's a stroke, heart attack, whatever. So when I worked in the hospital in the transplant areas or bypass areas assisting in surgery, everybody had bad teeth, also had a bad heart. So you need to take things like Omega Supreme Pro. You need to take things like CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, the reserve form. And we have other nutraceuticals, but I'm just mentioning a couple to tell you that we have an approach that literally will fix those problems. And people say, well, my doctor thinks my cholesterol is okay. Your cholesterol doesn't mean a damn thing. If you look at Eskimos that don't eat white man's food, they can have cholesterol 10 to 15 times your level, and they never get any trouble. It's because our diet is pro-oxidative stress. So if you measure oxidative stress markers, you're going to get heart disease. You know, whether it's glycated proteins. For example, also, by the way, things like insulin are toxic. People think it's just free radicals. No. If you have diabetic drugs, in fact, there's a big lawsuit over one of the new diabetic drugs that makes you lose your toes and feet. Bad thing. And, of course, people don't realize almost any diabetic treatment that increases your blood insulin is also bad. You also can't crash someone's blood sugar by giving them drugs so strong that they don't have blood sugar because it grabs the free radicals, because if you don't reduce the free radicals, so things like cell detox, glutathione, gamma E plus, if you don't want heart disease or vascular disease, if you want to protect your kidneys, the VeinAway, which we call it that because it makes your varicose veins not develop if you have it in your family, but also stops spider nevi and destruction of your arteries and your eyes and your kidneys. So VeinAway and ultrathiamine B1. Let's move down to your bowels. Everybody needs to correct your dysbiosis, and we have Berberstatin first, Living Probiotic, Living Probiotic Ultra. People miss this one, man. I tell you, If you don't want to have leaky gut, you got to take the whole range. Living probiotic alter every third day, a living probiotic twice a day, and Berberstat. The lower glucagon and block those nasty pathogens in your gut. Your gut is a sewer. And if it's a bad sewer, you're going to get sick with horrifying illnesses. And we have the nutraceuticals to fix it. Other people don't. They don't know how to monitor it or even test it. Yeah, good discussions. Okay, so I raised you a couple of different nutraceuticals. I'd like to pick some of your favorites because what I want people to know is, number one, it only turns into a consult if, number one, you want me to review medical records, which is easy. And by the way, I use Citrix ShareFile, so I use these HIPAA-compliant file systems so I can look at your x-rays, MRI, CT scans, blood work, whatever from your doctors on a consult. But if you just ask me a question on email, I'm going to give you a straight-up answer. I'll tell you what's an appropriate medical things or inappropriate. I'm not going to recommend drugs because, to be honest with you, I think in my stage of life and everything, my stage of knowledge, I can pretty well give you a nutraceutical alternative to a drug all the time. For example, if in the last 2 years I've had dozens and dozens of people in congestive terminal heart failure, and I've been able to pull them out with our NutriMeds, and they were given some of them sentences like, hey, you got 90 days or 180 days to live and you're going to die, you better make affairs with your relatives and your finances. When in fact, that wasn't the case at all. In fact, the sacubitril, which is a drug in Entresto, is virtually identical in its biological actions to Vanaway, which has been researched for 40-some years in Europe. That's where we get it. We get it from the Spanish orange, this molecule at the right nanoparticle size. It changes the methylation ratio of your artery walls and prevents oxidative stress to the arteries that causes plaque that causes heart disease and vessel failure, which is what causes heart failure. It's actually not heart, it's your vessels that fail. And when we give people the right nutraceuticals to boost up their heart function, like our VascuCare, carnitine, CoQ10, CoQ10, ubiquinol, cardiovascular, etc., they pull out of heart failure, and even natural diuretics like PowerC+, it's one of the best natural diuretics. You want to pull fluid off? Just put in a lot of electrons, which is what Linus Pauling says, is vitamin C. And your body will just dump all the extra fluid off. I mean, without causing damage or serious electrolyte disorders, etc. So, some of the stuff is actually kind of disturbing how ignorant not only just the general public, but the health providers are. And when I hear people flogging all kinds of different nutraceuticals, I'll give you a good example. I want to get your take on this. Andropause. And when you get over 35 to 40, most males are starting to have their testosterone and their growth hormone take a dive for the floor, right? So if you take our Vitamin Max and Minerals Plus, you're going to get the minerals to help release growth hormone, but we have also microdose growth hormone. But for male andropause, the first thing you want to do is whatever hormone you make, you don't want it bound to protein. And as you get older, you make too much binding protein. So if you take our Men's Max, 4 capsules in the morning and 2 capsules of hormone synergy so you don't turn into female hormone, you're cool. Now, if you start putting testosterone gel on your skin or taking pills, your levels of testosterone, androstenedione, dihydrotestosterone are so high, your body takes the excess and turns it into female. I've actually seen and talked to, over the years, so many males who start to develop breast buds and probably even attitude changes. They become more like their teenage daughter or their granddaughter that they start getting breast buds. I even had one male say he's starting to get some milk in the morning out of his breast and saying, oh, my God. People don't realize males, although their breasts are smaller, if you give them the right hormones, like there's a tribe in Africa where the males are the breastfeeders. Did you know that? They have these African herbs they give, and the males actually can be breastfeeders. People say, that's not possible. I said, they still have breasts. They're smaller, but if you give them the right herbal therapies, they can make milk just like a female. Did you know that?
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
That's a little freaky,
now,
yeah.
Now, we're doing that here in North America, and the problem is, you see, in German, it's called the Erginlagen. That's the German term for the same tissue that makes the prostate in males and the uterus in females. And if you have these xenotoxins, that's why we use xenoestrogen detox and prostate flow, your prostate's going to swell. It's going to cause frequent urination troubles. That's another cause of insomnia. But you've got to protect your prostate gland. But I recommend topical transdermals. We use our DHEA, pregnenolone, and testo cream, so that your testicles are making the hormone, not taking it externally. But the first step, in most cases, this is all you need, is just hormone synergy to stop the hot flashes and to make sure you don't turn into female, and Men's Max. And if you're getting good morning erections and sexual activity is good and you're still thinking like a male, you're probably a male hormone free in your blood. Now, if you have your male thoughts disappear and you can't get morning erections, even before you do blood tests, you probably need to start adding things like DHEA, pregnenolone, and testo cream to go to the next level, level two, I call it. But in most cases, in males between, say, 40 and 65, 70, just hormone synergy and Men's Max will fix the problem. Now, don't believe all these other fools say, we got this testo, testosterone cream stuff or whatever, and they're crazy, because first off, if it's actual hormones, your testicles are going to shrink to the size of your thumbnail. Not very good. And you also have increased chances if you have high levels of hormone and you've not removed the toxins, you actually can increase the chances of benign prostate enlargement, which is real bad, or even cancerous transformation. Because if it's a male hormone positive receptor tumor, it's going to grow when you add external hormones. Interesting, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Now, women don't realize that. When they take, that's why they have these fancy drugs for receptor positive hormone for breast cancer, you know, Herceptin, etc. But males don't think of that. Now, they estimate last decade 1.5 million males had excess unnecessary surgery and chemotherapy for prostate cancer. So if you simply take our, you know, our prostate flow, Vision Max, and Xenoestrogen Detox, and of course we also have the support for detoxification, which is a bio-LVR that has the activated methylation pathway support, and life support, you're going to start pulling out these biotoxins. Xenoestrogen detox, real important, because you're, think it's like the bottom of the sink where a lot of, you know, if you're a plumber, all the garbage accumulates in your prostate, which is xenochemicals, heavy metals, everything in the prostate gland. If you don't clean it out, eventually it's going to start getting in a lot of trouble. And if you have an unhealthy prostate, forget about sex. It's not going to happen as you get older. Now, right now, by the time you reach the seventh decade, you have a chance of less than one in two you're going to get prostate cancer. Now, most of them are pretty indolent. They grow really slowly. And I tell people not to be overly aggressive. And if you do surgery, do prostate, what's called neovascular sparing surgery. But there's a sequence of tests I do long before I let some surgeon go crazy and start doing TURPs and major surgery, because most of these males will lose bladder control. You can take things like our Swedish flower pollen and bladder up, and of course the prostate flow first. I usually tell people if one twice a day is not working, take two twice a day. And in 2 or 3 months' time, you say, hey man, I'm not waking up 5 times a night to go to the bathroom. That's because your prostate's happy. Right?
Yeah.
So the male andropause is a good example of how virtually everybody, including the conventional medical system and the alternative, including naturopaths, doctors, chiros, are misabusing people with inappropriate treatments that are hurting them, or putting them in surgical risks they're going to lose bladder control or end up with, you know, radiation treatments like gold seed therapy, whatever. So, Ryan, when for male andropause, which is a big deal, I mean, men are being abused by their doctors like crazy over low T, they call it low testosterone, or prostate problems, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge one for people.
So I'm talking about how they work, because we have Men's Max and Hormone Synergy. And we also renamed Hormone Synergy Flash Away. You know, almost like one of Santa's reindeers. Flash Away all. It stops hot flashes, and in men, they call them sweating spells. But in women, when they get a hot flash, the first day you take 2 Hormone Synergy, the hot flashes stop. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. You got remarkable tools is what you got, Dr. Bill. You know,
yeah.
To intervene and to change the way that the body's behaving, because you address in a lot of cases there's a deficiency issue or something that environmentally, like you're saying, is throwing things out of whack. And all of a sudden you give the body a little bit of an alternative in the way that it can kind of, you know,
well,
itself.
Another good one is free radicals. I mean, everybody, their diabetologist is looking at their hemoglobin A1C. If you're diabetic, everybody should be on a neutral trial 2 or 3 times a day. And people, well, I got ALA. I had one person that emailed me a month ago, and they said, well, I managed to get ALA. I went down to the local pharmacy, and I bought some ALA. I'm thinking, yeah, it'll last 20 minutes in your bloodstream. Ours will last 8 to 12 hours. Taking ALA from any other source is stupid. It doesn't work. It's amazing, isn't it? Alpha-lipoic acid. It really is. It's amazing. And, well, you know, and then they will think it's going to protect their... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I hear the bumper music, but I appreciate it, Dr. Bill. Thanks for having me.
You've been bumped, but you got a couple seconds left. Go ahead and make a comment.
I just think that people need to be aware of what you're buying over the counter most of the time. It lets you down. Dr. Bill has definitely got the tools that are state-of-the-art. Makes a big difference. He's the cellular handshake of nutrition guy.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks a lot, Ryan. You're a great team member. We have two nutraceuticals working on down the road, and I've thought up some ideas, what I call stress-less. And the other one is called NeuroCom. We're working on these formulas already.
Stressness thing again.
Yeah, everybody is too stressed. I mean, I called, you know, as we approach Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, you know, I call it the season to be stressed, or I call it Stressmas. Do you like that rather than Christmas? You heard that one before, even last year, didn't you? Remember Stressmas?
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink? Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.